It is The Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi there.
Hello.
So commuting, I see.
You know, it's summer and word on the street is that in 3 weeks our kids go back to school. But until then,
they have to be
carted around town.
I have a sound effect for that. Here, let me see. Yeah. Yeah. You get a choir of angels for that information.
I love them. I love them so much. But yeah, 3 weeks, they go back to school and lots of preparations are happening right now. And that's why we have Dawn Wise on today.
Yeah.
Which I'm so excited about with the Lynchburg City Schools Education Foundation, an amazing fairy godmother of all things Lynchburg City Schools. She'll tell you more about why that is. But we're so excited that school is getting started and many, many preparations are underway.
Well, Dawn, thank you so much for taking time today and joining us on the program. Tell us about your organization in generalities, and then we'll talk about all the preparations and things that you guys have going on in anticipation of the little urchins going back to school.
Yay! Yes, so we are the Lynchburg City Schools Education Foundation. We were founded in 1985, so we're a little over 40 years old. And our whole reason for existence is helping go above and beyond what public revenues allow for Lynchburg City Schools. So essentially, we exist to stand in the gap where there is a shortfall in the public tax dollar budget at Lynchburg City Schools. So all of our donations are privately funded. We don't receive any federal tax dollars either, which is always great. So we don't worry about any kind of cuts. And we basically will step in and help for a variety of things. We have classroom innovation grants where teachers apply for grants from the Ed Foundation to do really cool things in their classroom that range from like gardening to going to the Shakespeare Center in Stanton that aren't part of the school budget. We have scholarships for students. We have events such as our Breakfast with the Superintendent, where we invite the community to come and hear the superintendent. It's a big fundraiser for us. But one of our biggest programs, and we have the Imagination Library, the Lynchburg Imagination Library. So we even go all the way down to birth, and where we have free books that are given to kids via the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, and we help offset the shipping costs for that. And we have about 3,000 kids enrolled in Lynchburg right now. And our biggest program, I think, right around this time is our Tools for Schools warehouse, which is, I think, what we're going to be talking about today. And it is a warehouse where teachers get to shop for free school supplies. They get a certain amount of points per month, and they get to do that. So we're going to talk more about that.
Well, we happen to have a video queued up. Is that what you'd like me to go to now?
Yes.
All right. Let's find it. It's on the Facebook, and if you want to check it out as well on the LCS Education Foundation Facebook page, we'll link that up. But here, let's check this out. I think it's ready to go. Let's hit play.
Hi everyone. My name is Natalie Kasaya. I'm going to be a new teacher at William Marvin Bass Elementary, teaching fourth grade. This is my first time at Tools for School, and let me show you some of the stuff that I found. So I was in need of a lot of office supplies and just classroom stuff. They have so many awesome crayons and markers, highlighters, pencil sharpeners. Everything you need is both the teacher and for the students. So it's really encouraging to come and be able to find these things that you can just get offhand. Something else that I personally was really excited for, I'm someone who loves color in my classroom. And so construction paper is going to be a big thing for me. And they have drawers full of it, all assorted. Bunch of different colors all ready for you to go. So those are some of the things that I love finding at Tools for School.
Okay, thank you.
Very, very cool.
Makes me so happy.
And so who'd have thunk it? And most people wouldn't. But you know, if you're a parent of small kids, you get the list, you get the stuff, you get, you know, we need this, we need that. And you just kind of think, oh, well, that magically happens, doesn't it? No, it doesn't.
Yeah, so we actually have two initiatives that fall under the Tools for Schools. We have a so Tools for Schools Warehouse is held, it's a closed facility. It's only open to teachers. You have to have a curriculum facing position to be able to shop there. So we don't allow administration to shop there for their basic office supplies. It's just to help offset that out-of-pocket expense that teachers have. So we have that. That's a year round. They can shop 24/7. They can go online. They don't have to go in person, though. You know how teachers are. They love shopping in person. But we also have a school supply initiative as well. So in the, that's part of this, that in March, we coordinate, the Ed Foundation coordinates with all counselors in every single school from Hutcherson Pre-K all the way to the high schools. And they identify students they feel or families they feel that are going to need help with school supplies. So we also prepare, it's our school supply backpack initiative. And so we prepare pallets and pallets of school supply kits and backpacks if they need them. And they get sent in May. So all the students that will need those and families that can't afford that will have it on the first day of school when they return. Nice. So that's something a lot of people don't know about. We do about 1,000 each year. So about 1 in 8 kids are identified as needing that. And that's something that we do as well.
That is amazing. What all do you need? What all does the Education Foundation need in addition to donations of cash, I would imagine?
I'm a big lover of all things donated, as long as cash and physical things. So if we get 20 boxes of crowns donated to us, that means we don't have to go shopping for them, which is wonderful. And we can use that cash to buy something that we also really need. So cash is always great. I hate always saying that, but cash is always great, because for every dollar that somebody gives to the Tools for Schools Warehouse, they can designate that on our website. We turn that into $26 worth of school supplies because of wow. the partners that we have that we shop with that give us these amazing discounts. We shop for them that only we can shop at, and we basically have to pay just the bulk shipping. So we get the school supplies for free, but we have to pay, you know, a few thousand for bulk shipping, which is really incredible. But we also really just need school supplies, and we have our Tools for Schools warehouse manager who manages all of those donations. So there's these great school supply drives that are going on right now. Instead of just taking them to a school, if you send them to us, we make sure they get into the hands of all the teachers that need them. And then, of course, those are the things that get packed up for the students that need them as well, which is really wonderful. Okay. So cash and school supplies. The big thing right now are tissues, of all things. Kids, teachers go through tons and tons of tissues, and that's what they require for parents to bring to school each beginning of the school year. And if you have 5-6 kids, you have to buy 5 or 6 school supply sets, and the tissues can be expensive. So we really love tissues. They're hard to get a bargain.
Okay. You can learn more about the Lynchburg City Schools Education Foundation, their mission, how you can make a donation, all of that, if you just go to the Share Greater Lynchburg platform, sharegreaterlynchburg.org, or you can go to the Education Foundation tab and hit them up on social media as well. Don, do you ever need any volunteers for anything?
Ooh, yes, we do. Our Tools for Schools warehouse is always in need of volunteers. It has one full-time staff person that we have under our staff, but she has a whole slew of volunteers there all the time. And this in particularly is the busiest time, when you just saw the new teacher shopping days. They're coming up, and then the regular teaching shopping days, and they just get swamped with teachers that need to come in there and don't have a need a helping hand as well to find stuff and to see what they can get. So we would love volunteers as well. And that's just another thing to reach out and share and figure that out.
Very, very nice. Well, again, you can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. I just typed in Education Foundation and it came right up. I found all the information that I needed, and it's Lynchburg City Schools Education Foundation. Don, thank you so much. Megan, do you have any questions or comments for Don?
Just that I've worked closely as an advocate, you know, with kids in Lynchburg City Schools and an advocate for the parent teacher organizations, that the LCS Education Foundation makes a very big impact and in our community. And it's kind of like the food bank, when we talk about the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank, when you can donate a dollar there, it's going to go so much further because of the bulk rates. And that's just sort of a light bulb that has come for me in recent years that, you know, I love to go with my children to go fill a backpack because of the exercise of the hands-on, you know, service for another student. So we still do that each year, but I love the idea of the dollar stretching to 26. And I think that's a message that we really want to get out there, that they can do so much more with those dollars and just activate them in such a tangible way so quickly, because they have connections at every school. So I recently toured the warehouse and was just blown away by the amount of things that have been donated. And then with you know, schools like TC Miller shifting over to pre-K, you know, a lot of things have come in that can be redistributed. So it's just a very efficient. Tracy does a really good job with the efficiency and just the repurposing, I guess. So I just really can't say enough about the organization of that space.
Well, very, very nice. It is a really cool resource to help bridge the gap between city funding, school funding, and the needs of the community.
And we'll take donations from people's houses, the things that you have left over that they don't have to be new. We'll take, you know, if your kids have graduated from high school, you don't need all those markers anymore. We'll take every single thing. Tracy loves keeping, our Tools for Schools warehouse manager, loves keeping things out of the landfill. And a lot of times those things go right in there. We'll nice. Take it all, and so will teachers. They are so excited. So bring us your used stuff as well. Gently used.
Very, very nice. Not used Kleenex, though. You don't want those. Definitely. No. Well, Megan, how are things going at Share Greater Lynchburg?
Great. Yeah. So last week, we did this broadcast from Williamsburg, and we were in Williamsburg for a Virginia Fundraising Institute conference. We had 23 people from the Greater Lynchburg area attend, and around 250 attendees. And it was just awesome to connect with other fundraisers, learn best practices from speakers from across the country, and do breakout sessions. I had a breakout session that went really well, talking about Share Greater Lynchburg and the success in our community. So really enjoyed being part of that. Tomorrow we have the nonprofit summit at the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance. We're expecting 155 nonprofit leaders from the region right here to show up at LRBA tomorrow to do the same, learn best practices, connect, and, you know, we're all about capacity building and making sure that people know each other and know what they're doing in the same spaces, so that we can make the dollars go further, we can make the impact and the volunteerism go further. So this season is just a really fun one for me, because I love conferences and learning, as well as just seeing the connections happen in real time. So I'm leading a panel tomorrow that's called Leveraging Local, and we're going to feature different nonprofit leaders from across the region on the panel who are creatively networking and connecting and opening doors in unexpected ways to receive funding and fundraising and fundraising. How are we sort of opening up our network to make our mission stretch further? And so I'm going to be doing that tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to seeing so many of our nonprofit partners out there. Additionally, next week we have a nonprofit summit. We have a lunch and learn at Rush Homes. So that registration will be in our newsletter as well as on our website this week. And we're just gearing up for the fall and all the programming to come.
Well, this all sounds wonderful. Again, you can learn more by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Things happening at the foundation as well?
Yes, we are getting through some. We just finished the end of year, and we're just preparing our annual report. We're gearing up for the Youth Philanthropy Council, which is where we have 27 high school high school seniors involved in philanthropy decision making, where a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant go. So those selections have been made, the students are selected, and we're going to start meeting soon to begin the process of stewarding them through the philanthropic process. It's one of the coolest programs that we do to try to teach the next generation about how philanthropy works and how we can give back through the community foundation. And I'm really looking forward to being a part of that.
Nice. And you can learn more by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org. Well, folks, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. appreciate all the great work that you guys do. And three more weeks, the kids go back to school. Three more weeks.
It's great.
Yes. We will see you all later. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Thank you.